Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Chaco's Jang is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican foods. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main, Delta. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Pay. Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. New or pre-owned is easy to shop, save, and buy from Helmut Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. Visit HelmutMotorCo.com to stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helmut Motor Company. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance.
Hello, Panthers fans, and welcome to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff today at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Ryers State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, coming to you from a breezy Crawford Field in El Jebel, where your Panthers look to right the ship a little bit against the Basalt Longhorns. Delta opened up league play last Friday with a disappointing doubleheader loss to Coleridge. The Panthers pitched decently enough with Isaac Chavez starting the first game and pitching four innings, allowing it four runs on two hits with four walks and five strikeouts. Donnie Raley came in relief, pitching three innings on only with two strikeouts. Game two wasn't quite as solid as Braden Sprout allowed five runs in the first two innings and went to allowing seven in three in a third inning. Sprouty only walked three while striking out five before giving way to Trayton Sandoval. Trayton put a stop to the hemorrhaging with an absolutely filthy breaking ball, not allowing a run and striking out six. Unfortunately, Delta wasn't able to get the bats going early in either game, losing 4-3 and 7-4. They obviously got things turned around late, but didn't have enough time to complete the comeback in either game. The key for Delta going forward is obviously to figure out their at-bats early in the game, get the momentum, and play from ahead, or at least not play from behind for most of these games. Basalt enters today's contest at 2-4 overall, 2-2 in league, and coming off a doubleheader loss of their own to North Fork last Saturday. Senior Sam Sherry is the leader of this team at the plate, batting .364 with two doubles, a triple, and two homers, and seven RBI on the season. Senior Blake Chadbourne has also been a strong contributor with a .375 average, three doubles, and nine RBI. On the mound, Longhorns ace looks to be junior Kate Schneider with a 1-2 record, 3.87 ERA and 4 appearances with 15 walks and 12 strikeouts. Taking a look at the starting lineups now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pick-up available. It's at HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Take a look at Delta's lineup first, leading off and playing right field will be number 7, Ty Reed. Batting second, today's starting pitcher, number 19, Braden Sprout. Batting third will be the designated hitter, number 35, Logan Clay. In the cleanup role today, as always, the first baseman, number 14, Creighton Sandoval. Lance Porter will be playing third base. He will be batting fifth. In the sixth hole will be catcher Braden Bear. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 2, Landon Clay. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. And batting ninth, the center fielder, number 6, Brett Laiho. So starters for the Longhorns. They'll lead off with their designated hitter, number 22, Cage Schneider. Then it'll be their starting pitcher, number 2, Gage Balderson. Followed by their third baseman, number 1, Sam Sherry. Then in the cleanup role will be their right fielder, number 19, Sebastian Oliver. Batting fifth, the left fielder, number 10, Wish Moore. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, number 6, Blake Chadbourne. Batting seventh, the shortstop, number 28, Elias Schindler. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 34, Taylor Hayes. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 20, Chaney Morris. So Ty Reed, first time leading off a game in his high school career. Balderson stares in. The righty has his sign, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. First pitch is sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal, Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So the 0-1 misses for a ball, and the count's even. This ball hit to the second baseman, Morris, on the first, and there's one out in the inning. So next up for the Panthers will be Braden Sprout, the lefty, to face the righty Balderson. Taco Time first pitch to Braden is low. Sprout will step out now, back in. Balderson steps off. Didn't like something about it, and he'll reset. That pitch is going to be fouled off over toward the basalt dugout, and the count's even at 1. So Sprout will step out once again, and now slowly steps back into the left side. Alderson stares in. The pitch. He'll take it high. The 2-1 is going to be fouled out of play down the left field line. And the count's even. And the pitch. Sprout checks up, and the count's full. Here comes the payoff pitch from Balderson. Swing and a miss. So Sprouty pulled his head just a little bit, not able to make contact, and there's two outs in the inning. That'll bring the designated hitter, Logan Clay, to the plate. Clay batting for the second baseman, Chaz Wilkes. The pitch. Taken. Catches the inside corner. The fastball for strike. Alderson set and delivers. That pitch is high, and the count is even. One ball, one strike. And the pitch. Inside. Here comes the 2-1. Hit on the ground, bounces a slow roller to third. Sherry up with it on to first, and Delta goes 1-2-3 in the first. So, once again, not able to get the bats going here in the top of the inning. Schneider, Balderson, and Sherry will lead off the game for the, or lead off their half of the first inning for Basalt. Delta Cabinet Company is a proud sponsor of my streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers basketball, baseball. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another sponsor, the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Went and saw Stacy on Saturday, and she loosened up my shoulder that had been bothering me, so feeling much better now after a visit to the Sunflower Room. As you can tell, the wind is blowing, and why wouldn't it be? It's a spring afternoon in western Colorado. Plus, we've got a baseball game going on. Even more reason for the wind to blow. So, Sprout, pitched a good first game of the season and struggled a little bit, hasn't been as effective since, but looking to get things going here against Basalt. Lefty will face the righty leadoff hitter, Cade Schneider, designated hitter. He's batting for the catcher, Cody Barton. Taco time first pitch, misses for a ball. Delta's just looking to get some momentum here early in the game. You know, they went 1-2-3 in their half of the first, and, you know, looking to get Basalt to do much the same thing here in their half of the inning. And they may have parked in the wrong spot. That pitch was fouled back over the backstop, and we're flirting with disaster with where I'm parked. Counts even at one. The pitch, get a miss high. Sprouty stares in, he'll have his sign, and delivers. Swing and a miss. Counts even at two. Sprout has a sign he likes, and here's the 2-2 pitch. This one's going to be fouled back out of play as well. I have to laugh. There is We're in the middle of a residential neighborhood where this ballpark is. And there's houses with windows and a little crazy to be here. And Schneider way out in front of that one. Sprout took something off of it. And it's a good way to start your half of the inning, a strikeout for the first out. That'll bring Gage Balderson, Braden's counterpart, to the plate. He'll swing and miss. So Sprout back to the rubber. He stares in, has his sign, and the pitch. Change up, swung and swung on and missed. Again, had Balderson off balance. He was way out in front. That pitch misses. Counts 1-2 now to Balderson. The pitch from Sprout. A good spot to miss on that one. Balderson thought about pulling the trigger and didn't. Took ball two. Sprout seems to be mixing up his pitches well so far. And he'll miss the strike zone with that one, and the count's full. Balderson comes back 0-2 to fill the count. Here's the payoff pitch from Braden. This one's going to be popped up foul down the third base line and out of play. Sprout back to the rubber. There's in, long look in. Now he's set. The pitch. This one on the ground is short. Clay up with it on the first. 6-3 on the putout, and there are now two down in the bottom of the first inning. That'll bring Sam Sherry to the plate. Salt superstar third baseman. Taco time, first pitch to Sherry. Swing and a miss. The pitch. This one bounced foul up the third base line. And Sprouty quickly 0-2 on the batter. The pitch, right down the middle, strike three, looking to get out of the inning. Two strikeouts in the inning as Basalt goes 1-2-3. That's the way to get momentum going in your favor. Now look to see if the heart of your lineup can keep it going here in the top half of the second inning. You look for the Panthers, Sandoval, Porter, and Bear, 4-5-6. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. The strikeout to end the first inning, brought to you by A&M Creations on Main. They were voted best 2021 all-around restaurant, steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. 305 Main Street in Delta is where you find them making dining experiences. Coming up in the middle of the inning, we'll get you Panther Pride. Find out what's going on with the Delta track team. They were in action over the weekend. We'll see how they did, both boys and girls. So Delta first baseman Creighton Sandoval, the leadoff hitter. Alderson. Adjusts the dirt around the rubber, and here he goes. Be ready to go now. Taco time, first pitch to Creighton. Hit on the ground down the third base line and beyond the third baseman. Tank reaches first on the air. And now Lance Porter will come to the plate. Sandoval with a short lead off of first being held on by Hayes. Alderson looks over. Now he'll be set. The pitch. Just below the knees for ball one. Creighton now with a good leadoff at first. Spalberson delivers the 1-0. Took a little off that one, and Porter took strike one. Spalberson working somewhat quickly now as he stares in for his sign, checks the runner. He's set now. And the pitch. That one's low. Here's the 2-1 from Balderson. Swing and a miss from Porter. Even to the count at 2. So Lance going to have to be tough with 2 in battle now. The pitch. On the ground. In the hole. At between first and second and through. A little slow roller, and Sandoval provided the distraction as he waited for it to roll through. We're going to call that an infield hit. I don't think he would have had Porter at first regardless. Brendan Baer will come to the plate with runners at first and second. You got Sandoval at second, Porter at first. Lefty Baer stands in against the righty. Balderson, this is lifted into center field. Chadbourne's going back. They'll caught up in the wind. Chadbourne gets it in quickly. One out in the inning. So the wind, not so sure how much it's swirling up there, but it is blowing in somewhat. And I think that's where that ball got caught up. So Landon Clay will come to the plate for his first at bat of the game. Runners still at first and second. Balderson back to the rubber. Stares in. Taco time. First pitch to Lando. Bounce foul with the plate. So Balderson stares in. He'll deliver the 0-1. This one again fouled at the plate. So Clay, he's on it. Just needs to straighten it out a little bit. Gonna have to be tough with 2 in battle.
Here's the pitch.
Swing and a miss as Lando was way out in front of that one. Two down here, top of two, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman looking to get the run in from second.
The pitch.
Inside for a ball. Here's the 1-0 from Balderson. Bounced foul. Again out in front of the plate. And the count's even. So runner who will retreat to their bases. Sandoval at second. Porter at first. The pitch. Inside and counts now 2-1. The pitch. Bounced down the third baseline and foul. And the count will be even. Balderson checks the runners, now comes home. This one's going to be fouled out of play back over the trees and across the street behind us. So Workman battling. Alderson stares in, now delivers. This one's going to be lined over the shortstop's head into center field. Landed just on the outfield grass, and the bases are loaded for Brett Laiho. So Laiho, as we'll get a conference on the mound from Basalt head coach, that's Dan Marcoya starting out for the discussion as well. Marcoya maybe looking to calm his pitcher down a little bit, but also I think telling him exactly how he wants him to pitch to the last batter in Delta's lineup before flipping the lineup card, and Balderson will step off the rubber. Deep breath, and now he'll stare in. Runners with the lead, and the pitch. This one misses. Here's the 1-0. This one's going to be hitting the gap between third and short. One run will score. They're going to wave Porter in. It's going to be close, and he is out at the plate. But that's an RBI single for Laiho, and Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard at the end of the middle of two, excuse me. So Delta scored the run on three hits, the one error, and had two left on. So now it's Delta's turn to face the heart of Basalt's lineup. Before that, though, we've got Panther Pride, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. With the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So the boys and girls track team competed at the Phil Wortman Invitational at Stoker Stadium in Grand Junction last Friday. Girls finished third and boys finished fifth overall with several top five finishes in individual events. The girls 800 sprint medley team finished fifth. The girls 4x800 meter relay team was second, and they had a second team that finished third, and the boys finished second. The boys 100 meter dash, in the 100 meter dash, Nate Scharnhorst finished first, fourth. The girls 4x200 meter relay team finished fourth, and the boys finished fifth. The girls 1600 meter run, Paige Kaymeyer finished third. The boys 4x100 meter relay team finished second. The girls finished fifth. Taylor Summers finished fifth, as did Saw Blessing in the girls and boys 400 meter respectively. Paige Kaymeyer was fifth in the girls' 300 hurdles. In the 800, John Dexter finished first for the boys. Breezy Huff was second for the girls. In the 200, Kylie Huff was first, and Bailey Wilson was fourth. In the girls' 3,200-meter run, Cassidy Ware was fourth. The boys' 4x400-meter relay team was second. In the long jump, Damian Gallegos finished first for the boys. Sophie Chavez was fifth for the girls. In discus, Clay Sandridge was third for the boys, and Taya Smith fifth for the girls. Girls shot put, Taya Smith finished second. The high jump for the girls, Bailey Hewlett was fourth, Ellie Ames was fifth. And in the girls triple jump, Paige Kaymeyer was third. The track team will be at Coleridge on Friday. So the count is full to Sebastian Oliver, the Basalt right fielder. Just hit that pitch foul down the right field line. So Sprouty looking to win the battle here against the leadoff hitter of the inning. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. And Oliver will sit down. Third strikeout of the day for Sprouty. And now Wishmore, the left fielder, will come to the plate for the Longhorns. He'll dig in from the right side to face the lefty Sprout. Taco time, first pitch to Moore. Misses. Sprout has a sign and delivers. This one is going to be lined into right field. Ty Reed moves to his left and makes the catch. So two down here, bottom of the second. Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and Blake Chadburn will come to the plate for Basalt. The pitch. Misses high. Sprout sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Count even at one. Chadburn steps out. Now back in. The pitch will be fouled straight back to the backstop. And Sprouty's ahead in the count 1-2. Braden spears in. He's got a sign now. The 1-2 pitch. That one was a changeup. It's lifted into center. Lejo camps out underneath it. And the Longhorns again go 1-2-3. After two, Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta Panthers baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Another proud sponsor of Delta Panthers baseball and my broadcast of them, Grand Mesa Motorsports. They're Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So the wind picking up a little bit more again. As Balderson finishes his warm-up. Ty Reed set to lead off the inning. He grounded out the second in the first to lead off the game. Looking to start something here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch from Balderson. This one's going to be lifted into right field. The right fielder, Oliver, as the wind catches this, it's going to take it away from Oliver, and he has to start sprinting toward the right field line, but gets there in time. And that's out number one. Braden Strout will come to the plate for the second time in the game. He struck out in the first inning. Lefty will face the right-handed Balderson for the second time. Here's the tackle time. First pitch to Braden. It's on the ground to second. Morris up with it on the first. And that's out number two. Logan Clay grounded out to third for the final out of the first inning. For the Panthers, at least. Balderson spares in. The pitch goes past everybody to the backstop, and Balderson will get a new baseball. Balderson's got his sign now and delivers. This one bounced foul to the third baseman, Sherry. It was bounced on the line in front of the bag, and when Sherry fielded it, he was outside the line. So Clay stands in again, down even at one. The pitch. That'll miss inside. Here comes the 2-1 from Balderson. That's going to miss. Again, by Clay's reaction, I think that pitch was inside. So Balderson will walk around the back of the mound and now come back to the rubber. The pitch. I think Logan was taking there all the way, and the count's full. So Clay looking for a base hit or ball four. The payoff pitch from Balderson. That's low. It's going to bounce away from the catcher. And Clay will be on first with the Delta Cabinet Company walk. That'll be Creighton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval led off Delta's half of the second. Reaching first on an error by the third baseman, Sherry. Came around to score Delta's lone run. So Clay with a good lead off of first. Balderson checks him. Now comes home. This one will be fouled at the plate for strike one. Sandoval steps out, takes a couple practice rips. Looks down to Coach Steve Ryer in the third base coach's box to get the sign. Clay takes his lead from third. He'll be held on by Hayes. Long look over by Balderson. He's set now, and the pitch. This one lined right at Sherry. So that will retire the side. No runs, no hits. One left on for the Panthers. No errors for Basalt in the middle of three. Delta leads 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Longhorn's going to send 7-8-9 to the plate in the bottom half of the inning. That's Schindler, Hayes, and Morris. Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. My broadcast of Panthers baseball, also sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So warm-up's complete, and Braden Sprout to work his half of the third. Elias Schindler, the shortstop for Longhorns, coming to the plate. It'll be a lefty-on-lefty matchup. That's the time first pitch to Schindler. Taken high. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A big swing by Schindler. Not able to make contact. This counts even at one. The pitch. Low and outside. Ball two. The 2-1 from Sprout. Taking high, ball three. So Sprout going to have to battle on the mound just a little bit here if he wants to win this one. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So the count's full. Sprout's got his sign. He's set. He delivers the payoff pitch to Schindler. Strike three, and Schindler's out looking. He knew it. Started to retreat to the dugout before umpire even made his call. Fourth strikeout of the day for Breda. And now Taylor Hayes, the first baseman, will come to the plate. The pitch to Hayes. That one sailed on Sprout just a little bit. It's ball one. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. And the count's even at one.
pitch.
A big swing and a miss.
Sprout ahead in the count, 1-2. The pitch. This one's going to be popped foul out of play behind the basalt dugout. So Sprout continues to be ahead in the count. Here's the pitch. That's the big swing and a miss. Sprout's fifth strikeout of the game, the second out of the inning. And Chaney Morris will be at bat. Salt second baseman looking for to get something started with two outs here, and here's half of the inning. He's going to bounce it, just chop it down the third base line. Coach Dan McCoy came up with that one. The 0-1 is going to be lined into left field. Workman up with it quickly, gets it in. So a two-out base hit for Morris. And Longhorn's going to flip the lineup card, bring designated hitter Cage Schneider back to the plate. He struck out to lead off the Salts half of the first inning. The pitch, low and inside. Short lead for Morris down there at first against the lefty Sprout. Sandoval holding him on. The pitch. This one's going to be lifted into left field. Leho and Workman there. Leho calls off Connor, and Brett will make the catch to end the inning. So no runs on, one hit. Two left on for the Longhorns. No errors by Delta. Two up in the bottom of the inning for the Panthers, Porter Bear and Landon Clay. My streaming broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Taco Time. They're a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared homestyle Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. is your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast is the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, you can visit Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room to melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Balderson on to work. Top of the fourth inning. He'll face 5-6-7 for the Delta lineup. Science Porter. Singled and was thrown out at trying to score Delta's second run back in the end of the second. So looking to get on base once again is Porter. So he'll step into the right side to work against the righty Balderson. A lot of chatter coming out of the Delta dugout. Love to hear that. And the pitch. And he'll take one for the team. Much to the delight of the Delta bench. Now the lefty, Brendan Bear, Delta's primary catcher. He flew out to center field on a ball that I think got hung up on the wind. Porter with a good lead off of first, held on by Hayes. Taco Time first pitch to Brendan is swung on and missed. Here's the pitch. Another big swing from Brendan, and now he's going to have to be tough with two in battle. Balderson checks Porter down at first. Now comes home. Three pitches and a strikeout swinging for Bayer. Sure not the at-bat he wanted. Regardless, one out in the inning, and Landon Quayle come to the plate. Lando struck out back in the second swinging. Balderson will check Porter at first. Now he's going to throw over. Porter back in time. Kind of an awkward slide by Lance over there. Looks okay, though. So, once again, take his lead. The pitch from Balderson. This one's going to be lined to right center. The right fielder, Oliver, converging, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Lance had to go halfway and wait to see if it was going to fall, so he ends up at second. So one down, top of four, and Delta's got a runner in scoring position for Connor Workman, who singled back in the second to load the bases. Runners will take their leads. First baseman Hayes playing behind Clay at first. Morris and Schindler working in and out on Porter down on second. And Workman take a fastball for strike one. Balderson stares in. It's a long look in by Balderson, and he'll step off. Then quickly back to the rubber, now he'll step off again and stretch it out a little bit. Runners again with their leads. As Balderson waiting for that sign he likes. He's got it now. He'll check the runners. Now come home. This one is going to be popped up. It's going to be an infield fly, and it's going to drop. And they're going to have to, as the umpire called infield fly, runners on first and second, or first, second, and third, but in this case just first and second, less than two outs. Popped up on the infield. It's an infield fly. It dropped. Porter advanced to third. So Delta with runners on the corners, with Clay staying put at first and Workman being out. So Brett Lejo to the plate, an RBI single to plate Delta's only run in the game back in the second inning, and he'll take ball one. Tell you what, Clay did a good job on that infield fly, listening to his coaches and not the dugout. As Workman was at first with Clay, Clay knew not to go, and coaches yelling at him to stay put, and he did, and Delta able to get out with just the one out on the play for two outs in the inning. And the 1-0 pitch to Lejo evens the count at one. Lejo steps out, now back in. Balderson stares in, trying to get out of this inning without any damage done. The pitch. Swing and a miss as Clay will steal third, or excuse me, second uncontested. So two runners in scoring position now for Lejo, who's going to have to be tough with two in battle. In this situation, Balderson's come with an off-speed pitch to the other batters. We'll see what he comes with here. Straight heat. So miss the strike zone. Counts even at two. Deep breath by Balderson, and he'll step back on the rubber. The pitch. This one fouled at the plate. Count remains even. And Leho continues to battle. Looking for a pitch he can drive. Here's the 2-2 from Balderson. Off speed gets Leho swinging. And Balderson able to get out of the inning without any damage. So no runs on a hit. Two left on for the Panthers. No errors by the Longhorns. Delta continues to lead here in the middle of four. 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Two up for Basalt in their half of the fourth. It'll be Balderson, Sherry, and Oliver. That's 2, 3, and 4 for Braden Sprout. My broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball streaming here is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machine. So 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast, A&M Creations on Main in Delta. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Stay Seafood, Burgers, and More. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stop in at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Gage Balderson steps into the right side against the lefty Sprout. Balderson grounded out to play it short back in the first. Top of time, first pitch to Balderson is outside for ball one. The 1-0 delivery from Sprout. Taken high for ball two. The pitch. This is inside and counts 3-0 to the Longhorn starting pitcher. Pitch. Four pitch walk to Balderson to lead off the Basalt half of the fourth inning. Delta Cabinet Company walk puts Balderson on first for Sam Sherry, who struck out looking to end the Basalt first. Dan Mercoya with the signs from the third base coach's box as the pitch comes from Sprout and he'll get a high strike call. So Sprout spares in. Now we'll check Balderson at first. Come home with the pitch. And this one's going to hit. He hit past Porter at third. Workman tracks it down and gets it in. It's going to be a... Nope, that'll be a double for Sherry. Thought there might be a play at third, but Balderson ahead well in front of the throw, and it was cut off by Landon Clay. That'll bring Oliver to the plate. Oliver struck out in the second swinging, but he's got a chance to redeem himself now with a couple of ducks on the pond for Basalt. Sprout stares in. He'll have his sign. He'll check the runners. Now come home. He'll miss high. The pitch from Sprout. Swing and a miss from Oliver. And the count's even. Salt right fielder steps out, now back in. The 1-1 delivery from Braden. Misses high.
Alderson, the runner at third. Sherry is second
for Basalt. And the pitch.
Big swing and a miss from Oliver, who was going down in the strike zone to try to make contact.
And the count's even. Two-two. This one's going to be lined past Clay at short. Clay trying to dive to make it. Throw's going to come home from Workman. It's going to get by Bear. And two runs will score. Longhorns take the lead 2-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. A two RBI single for Oliver, who ends up at second on the throw by Workman. Now Wishmore will come to the plate. He lined out to Ty Reed in right field back in the second inning. He's looking to do more damage here with no outs in the inning. The pitch. This is high and outside. Sprout checks Oliver down at second, now comes home. This one fouled at the plate by Moore, and it evens the count at one. Clay working in and out on Oliver at second, and Sprout comes home. It'll be tipped back into the catcher's mitt for strike two. So Sprout ahead 1-2 on the Basalt left fielder. He'll be set. He'll check the runner at second. Checks him again. Now comes home. This one's going to be fouled back off the top of the backstop. Count remains 1-2. Here's the pitch. Off-speed pitch from Sprout has Moore way out in front for strike three. Sixth strikeout of the game for Sprout. More importantly, the first out of the bottom of the fourth, and Blake Chadbourne will come to the plate. He flew out to Brett Leho in center field back in the second inning. Taco time first pitch to Chadbourne is fouled at the plate. Sprout spins, throws, Wilkes covering the bag at second, but Oliver back in time. So Sprout retakes the rubber. He'll be set. Check Oliver again. The pitch. This one lifted into right center. Reed shaded towards center field. Gets underneath it, then throws. Makes the catch. Throws to third. It was offline. A perfect throw would have made it close at third, but instead, Oliver will be safe. And after tagging, and there's two outs in the inning. Elias Schindler to the plate, struck out looking to lead off the third for the Longhorns. This one, a soft liner to Porter at third, and that ends the inning. But Basalt has taken the lead 2-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard after the first three batters reached base. Two hits in the inning surrendered by Delta. Basalt left one on and no errors. Due up in the top of the fifth, it's going to be the top of the lineup for Delta, Reed, Sprout, and Clay. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Another proud sponsor of my broadcast is Grand Mesa Motorsports. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Ty Reed set to lead off an inning for the third time today. He's 0 for 2. So he's looking to get something started for his Panthers. Again, Delta down 2-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. This one's hit hard to center field, and it's beyond the center fielder, Chadbourne. It goes all the way to the wall. Reed in at second with a leadoff double. His mom listening back at the office, I'm sure, going to be proud of that one. So Braden Sprout will come to the plate now. The pitch is outside for a ball. Sprout 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. Sprout steps out, now back in. Balderson long look in, and now the pitch. This one's hit softly up the line at first, and it'll roll foul. Good play by first base coach Paul Sheen down there, and the count's even at 1. Again, Balderson looks in. He'll have his sign. He'll come set, check. Reed down at second. Now comes home. Pitch will miss outside. Shortstop Schindler working in and out on Reed down at second as Balderson steps off. Balderson set, delivers the 2-1. This one on the ground to short and through. Reed will be held up at third as the tall grass out in left field slowed that ball down tremendously. So a single advances the runner to third by Sprout. And now with runners at the corners, Logan Clay will come to the plate. Clay 0 for 1 with a walk today. Sprout with a lot of speed down there at first. Balderson's definitely going to have to be aware of that. Hayes going to hold Braden down. Braden on. Good lead by Sprouty. Balderson set and delivers. Clay tries to put down the bunt. He pops it foul. Bolton, Sherry, and Balderson converge. None of them can make the play. It's 0-1 to Clay. Trayton Sandoval in the on-deck circle didn't have a whole lot of place to go there as the ball was coming toward him. He did his best to get out of the way. The pitch. Low, Sprout goes. No throw as Barton comes up with his arm cocked. Reed retreats and Delta now with a couple runners in scoring position. Counts even at one to Clay. Balderson stares in, quickly has his sign, and delivers. That misses inside, and it's 2-1 to Logan. Reed at third, Sprout at second. Pitch from Balderson. This one's going to be lifted to center field. The center fielder, Chad, born underneath it, makes the catch. Reed tags. He's going to beat the throw home. It gets away from the catcher, Barton, and Sprout going to be thrown out trying to advance to third. The Delta ties the score at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard with a sack fly by Clay. Only one out in the inning. I take that back. There's now 2 outs in the inning. Clayton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval 0-for-1. Reached on an error in the second. Has scored Delta's first run. Here's the pitch from Balderson. It's popped up back and over, just over the top of the backstop. So Sandoval will come back to the plate. Balderson will retreat back to the mound. The count's even at 1. Barton trying to make a play on that, but it ended up in the net on the backside of the backstop. The pitch bounced on the ground to third. Sherry up with it on to first, and that retires the side. But Delta able to score a run, tie the score, did leave the runner, no runners left on. No errors by the Longhorns. Due up in the bottom of the fifth for Basalt. 8-9 and then 1, Hayes, Morris, and Schneider. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another sponsor, Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So, Braden Sprout back out to work the fifth. He'll take Taylor Hayes to lead off. Hayes struck out swinging in the third. One of 6 strikeouts for Braden Sprout today. Taco Time's first pitch to Hayes, swing and a miss. This one's going to be bounced to Sprout, who's off the right side of the mound, rifles it to first. Sprout showing he can field his position as well as he pitches from it for the first out of the inning. Brings Shane Morris to the plate. Morris singled in the third. He'll foul off the first pitch to him for strike 1. This one's going to be lined just over the glove of Porter in the left, and another single for Morris. Flipping the lineup card is the Salt to bring Cade Schneider to the plate. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout today. He'll take ball one. Short lead by Morristown at first. This one will be lined down the line at third and bounces just foul on the left field line. So that'll leave the count at one. Schneider steps out now, back in. Sprout stares in for his sign. He'll stare at the runner at first, now come home. Change up, and Salt designated hitter out in front of that one. Fouls it down to Dan Marcoya in the third base coach's box. So Sprouty ahead in the count now. So 1-2. That misses outside. Sprout quickly has his sign now. Stares at Morris over at first and comes home. That pitch right down the middle. Strike three looking. Not what Schneider was looking for, but it's what he got. And there's two outs in the inning. Gage Balderson, the pitcher now for the Salt at the plate. He is 0-for-1 with a walk today. The pitch. This one lifted into right field. Wilt's out. Reed in. Long run for Wilt. It's tailing away from both players. Reed comes up with it. So a single for Balderson. Morris digging on that play. With two outs. Ends up at third. The wind nasty up in the sky. As that ball just carried away from both Wilkes and Reed toward the right field line. Runners at the corners now. St. Sherry at the plate. Sherry. 1-for-2 today. A double and a strikeout. The pitch is lifted into left. Workman. Good read off the bat. He'll make the play. And Delta gets out of the inning with no harm done. Couple of hits for the Longhorns, though. They did leave those batters on. Score tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the sixth inning. Or the middle, the bottom of the sixth inning. It's going to be top of 7, I do believe, and due up for Delta will be Porter, Bear, and Clay. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball. Presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Tanner back with you at Crawford Field in El Jebel. Score tied at 2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we get ready to start the sixth inning of play. Gage Balderson back out on the mound for the Salt. He'll face 5, 6, and 7 for the Panthers. So Lance Porter to lead off the inning. And he's hit by a pitch back in the fourth. And also singled in the game, so he's been on at both of his at-bats.
Here's the Taco Time first pitch of the quarter. Swing and a miss by Lance. The 0-1. About back to the backstop, so Porter going to have to be tough with two in battle now. The pitch. It's going to take strike three. Third strikeout of the game for Balderson. And now Brendan Bear will come to the plate with one down. Bear 0 for 2. One of the strikeout victims to Balderson today. The pitch. That's outside, ball one. So Balderson stares in, sets, and delivers. Big hack by Bears. Counts even at one. Here comes the 1-1 from Balderson. High and outside. So Balderson, a big deep breath, steps back on the rubber. Here's the 2-1. Catches the outside corner and the count's even at 2. So now Bear gonna have to be tough with 2. And battle. Trying to get on base here in the top of the 6th inning. The pitch. This is low and outside and the count's full. Balderson with the sign, the payoff pitch in the dirt, and Bear on via the Delta Cabinet Company walk. We're going to get a courtesy runner for the catcher. It's going to be number 22, Jacob Hancock. So Landon Clay to the plate. Clay, 1 for 2 today with a strikeout. So also got a stolen base. Hancock will take his lead from first, held on by Hayes. It is low. Long look in by Balderson. He'll check Hancock down at first. Now he's set. The pitch. Off-speed pitch catches the outside corner and the count's even at 1. Balderson's set. The pitch. On the ground to third. Pass Sherry down the line into left field. Moore up with it as Hancock digging for third. Moore has a hard trouble picking up the ball. And Clay will be in at second on the double. Actually, the single and then the error with Moore failing to pick up the ball. Hancock ends up at third. And Connor Workman now with 2 runners in scoring position. Workman 1 for 2 today. Hit into the infield fly back in the 4th. He's also singled. The pitch. On the ground. Back up the middle. That's going to score 2. Nope, just 1 is Hancock scores. See, Ryer holds Clay up at 3rd as the ball died as it rolled into center field. The runner on the corner is for Delta as Workman comes up with the RBI single. And Brett Leho will come to the plate. Catcher Barton giving the signs to his infielders on
what he wants to do on a stolen base. So Balderson scuffling now with one out here in the top of the sixth. One run already in, and Delta with runners on the corners. Workman's going. Throw down. Workman's in safe ahead of the throw. So a stolen base by Workman, and Delta again. Two runners in scoring position. One down, Brett Laiho. Laiho calls time at the plate. Laiho steps back in. Here's the 1-0. Nope. Balderson steps off. The pitch. On the ground, back up the middle, and pass. The shortstop, Schindler. Hard hit ball. It's a base hit for Laiho. RBI single for Laiho as Clay comes in to score, and Delta now leads 4-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman ends up at third, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed 1-for-3 with a double today. He's also scored a run. The pitch. Going to get through on the right side of the infield. Workman will score, and this grass is just killing that ball out there. So station-to-station baseball for the Panthers. RBI single for Reed. Sprout to the plate. Sprouty 1-for-3 with a strikeout today. Was thrown out trying to advance to third last inning on a sack fly. The pitch to Bear is up and back. It's in front of the Delta dugout, and the pitcher, Balderson, comes all the way in and makes the play. Excuse me, that was Sprout. So pitcher Balderson records the second out of the inning, and Landon Clay comes to the plate. Clay 0-for-1 with a sack fly and a walk today. Runners at first and second. Laiho at second, Reed at first. This one's bounce chopper to second. The second baseman Morris up with it on to first, and that will end the inning, but not before Delta plates three on three hits. Make it four hits. You know, left a couple on, and it's the one error by the Longhorns. Delta leads 5-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, due up for the Salts will be Oliver Moore and Chad Byrne. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Jack is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Canner back with you at Crawford Field in El Jebel. Your Panthers taking a 5-2 lead in the top of the sixth inning. Sprout on the work at the bottom against 4, 5, and 6 to start here against the Salt. Sebastian Oliver to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. A couple RBIs and a strikeout. The pitch. Swing and a miss.
The 0-1 from Sprouty, another swing and a miss on a low pitch out of the zone. So Sprout way ahead early. He'll stare in. He's set and delivers. Off-speed pitch line to shortstop. Clay not able to come up with it, and Oliver will be on base via the error. That'll bring Wishmore to the plate. Moore 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. Oliver, the runner at first. A pretty good lead down there with a lefty pitcher. Here's the pitch from Sprouty, and it's outside for a ball. Sprout checks the runner, now comes home. This one's lifted down the right side and out of play. Trayton Sandoval runs halfway to Glenwood Springs to try to track it down. Can't make the play. Counts even at 1 on the basalt left fielder. Sandoval back at first, holding on to runner Oliver. Sprout pitches in the dirt. Here's the 2-1 from the short. Clay able to make the play this time, goes to second, and Wilkes can't get it out of his glove to turn 2, but lead runner is out. 1 down, and Blake Chadbourne to the plate. So Moore on first via the fielder's choice. Chadbourne 0-for-1 with a sack fly today. The pitch. This one lifted to short. Clay, a leaping catch. And now there's quickly 2 outs in the inning. And Elias Schindler, the Longhorn shortstop to the plate. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout today. To left on left matchup. Sprout stares at Moore at first, now comes home. At strike 1. The pitch. This one on the ground to third. It's in the hole and through. Workman will field it. Quickly gets it in, and he throws it. This is a So runners at first and second, and Taylor Hayes to the plate for Basalt. Hayes 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. The pitch. This one is going to be hit into center. Lejo, no, it's Workman up with it. Throws home. The runner's going to score. Nobody's covering third. An RBI single by Hayes. He ends up on second on the throw. And now runners at second and third as Steve Ryer comes out of the dugout to talk to his infield. Sure telling him that, you know, you're up in this game. Let's not let it get away from you now. We need 1 more out here in the top of the 6th inning. Let's go get it. Excuse me, bottom of the 6th. So Schindler the runner at third, Hayes at second. Cheney Morris at the plate. Morris 2-for-2 today. Thank you.
pitch. That misses. The 1-0 lifted high on the right side. Wilkes going out. Sandoval just behind the bag at first to retire the side. So Delta surrenders the run on 2 hits. 2 left on for Basalt. Delta did have the 1 error. But they still lead 5-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the top of 7. Take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Back with you from El Jebel Crawford Field. This game was supposed to be played at Basalt High School, but they're having some work done at their field. I guess the last snowstorm they had here collapsed their batting cages, so they're having the construction done to rebuild those. So the work not quite done yet, so they opted to play the game here in El Jebel, which is between Carbondale and Basalt. So Creighton Sandoval to lead off the inning. Tank is 0 for 2, reached on an error and scored a run today. So Balderson stares in, has a sign, and delivers. Swing and a miss from Sandoval. Out in front of that one. So, a little bit of a stroll behind the mound for Balderson. He's back atop now. Here's the 0-1. This one is a sinking fly ball into center field, but the center fielder, Chadbourne, able to make a spectacular sliding catch. First out of the inning there, and Lance Porter to the plate. Porter 1 for 2 today. He's been hit by a pitch and struck out. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop. Action now in the Delta pen as Sandoval will warm up. Looks like they're going to have him come in the bottom of the inning, try to close the door on the Longhorns in game one of this doubleheader. The 0-1 is taken by Porter for strike two. So Lance going to have to be tough with two in battle now. Pitch. Foul back out of play over the back of the backstop. The pitch in the dirt, taken for ball one. I Here's the 1-2, foul back to the backstop as Porter battles. Balderson looks in, delivers the 1-2, and the count's even now. Balderson will step off. Now he's ready in the pitch, foul back off the backstop again. Porter, all over this ball, just finding something he can drive. Trying to find something he can drive, that is. Balderson kicks the dirt around the rubber. Now he'll be set. The pitch. This one lifted to third. Sherry calls off the shortstop Schindler, and that'll be the second out of the inning. So Brendan Barrel come to the plate, 0-for-2 with a walk and a walk. Jacob Hancock came in as a courtesy runner, and scored. So the lefty Bear to stand in against the righty Balderson. Top of time, first pitch is outside for a ball. Pitch. This is low. Balderson stares in. Here's the 2-0 delivery. So it's going to be popped up foul. Back out of play. Bear looking for something to drive here. He's ahead in the count. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swung underneath it, and the count's even. Here's the pitch from Balderson. That'll miss outside, and the count's full. The Bear looking for a base hit or ball four. Here comes the payoff pitch from Balderson. This one's going to be driven down the left field line. It's going to be trouble, and no. Moore makes the catch just over the line into foul territory to end the inning. So Delta ends up going quietly here in the top of the seventh. They lead 5-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Top of the lineup due up for the Longhorns. Sprout on to start the seventh inning. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So, Coach Steve Ryer leaves his starter Braden Sprout in to try to get the complete game here. Sprouty with 6 strikeouts on the day. Just the 1 walk, so fairly efficient here. He's given up the 3 runs. I believe all of them have been earned. So Cade Schneider to lead off the inning for the Longhorns for the third time today. He's got a couple of strikeouts and a fly out to center. Sprout set and delivers. This is high and outside. Here's the 1-0. That's in there for a strike. Counts even now. The pitch. Misses for ball two. Here's the 2-1 from Brado. That's high and outside. Sprout stares in. He has his sign. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Counts full. The Sprout trying to win this battle. Sprout shakes off a couple of signs, now has one he likes. He is set. The payoff pitch. And the umpire rings him up at the knee. Schneider goes down looking. Cade Schneider could not believe it. That'll bring Gage Balderson to the plate. Balderson 1-for-2 today with a walk and a run scored. One down here, bottom of 7. Delta leads 5-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The pitch. That's ball one. Sprout set and delivers. This one lifted high on the infield. It's tailing toward the first base line. Sandoval tracks it down and makes the catch. Two away in the seventh, and Sam Sherry will come to the plate. Sherry 1-for-3 today, has a double, a strikeout, and a run scored. Deep breath from Sherry as he enters the box. Right on left. Sprout stares in, now delivers. Off-speed pitch is in for a strike. Braden shakes off the first sign, now the second one he likes. Kicks and fires. This one on the ground to Porter at third. The throw to first, and they're going to say it pulled Sandoval off the bag. So Sherry on at first due to the error, and Sebastian Oliver will come to the plate. Oliver 1-for-2 today, reached on an error. A couple of RBIs and a strikeout. And here comes Steve Breyer out of the dugout. The infield will join him. We'll see what happens at the end of this meeting. And Breyer returns to the dugout, and Sprouty remains on the mound. Coming out of that meeting, I did see Trayton Sandoval tell Porter that it was Sandoval's fault for not getting the out, that the ball didn't, that Sandoval should have stayed on the bag. But now he'll hold Sherry on at first. The pitch from Sprout, swing and a miss by Oliver. Oliver trying to tie it with one swing of the bat and couldn't connect. Good lead by Sherry down at first. Here's the pitch from Sprout in the dirt, blocked by Bear. Counts even.
Rowdy looking to finish this one.
Has his sign and delivers. Another big swing and a miss from the basalt right fielder, and Sprouty now ahead of the count. Bredo stares in, shakes off a sign. Now he'll be set, checks the runner surety at first. Now he'll come home. This one fouled back to the net in the backstop. And the battle continues. Stroud set. And delivers. Foul back to the backstop again. Sprout gets the new ball, walks around the mound just a bit, now he'll be on the rubber. Here's the 1-2 to Oliver. This one lined into center field, Leho in on it, ball's going to go over his head. Sherry going to be raised in all the way from first, ball's going to go all the way to the wall, Oliver will be held up at third on the three base error. So the game is just got a little bit more interesting now as the score is 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and that's going to be Sprouty's day as Coach Steve Ryer's out of the dugout. So we're going to see a pitching change sponsored by Grand Mesa Motorsports. I'll tell you about it here. When we get back from this break, you're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's the Shaw Save and Buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-offs and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorsCo.com to shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Mark Tanner back with you here at Crawford Field in El Jebel, and Trayton Sandoval will come on to close this one out for the Panthers. Braden Sprout pitching 6 2/3 innings, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Make it 7 strikeouts. But has run into trouble here in the bottom of the inning. Back-to-back errors and a run scoring has made the score 5-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Defensive changes. Sprout will move to center, Leho to left. Workman comes in to play third, and Porter will move over to first. So Sandoval's been pretty good in his appearances here. Had a real good showing on Friday against Coleridge. Had his breaking ball working quite well. He'll face Wishmore. Fastball's in for strike one. Moore 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. He's also reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run. Here's the 0-1 from Sandoval. On the ground, right back to him. Tank over to first, and that's the game. So the final score, 5-4 on the Sun.